بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The Supreme Leader's View of Palestine. The World of Islam and the Issue of Palestine. All Muslims and Arabs must voice their support for the legitimacy of the Palestinian people's battle. In international gatherings, it must be stressed that the defenseless people of Palestine, whose rights have been violated, are entitled to fight for their lost rights. Therefore, continuation of intifada and resistance is the absolute right of the Palestinian people, and international laws must respect this right. Unfortunately, these laws are usually interpreted in favor of the arrogant global powers' wishes. Muslims can no longer stand the relentless suppression of the Palestinian nation. They can no longer stay silent. Israel must understand that if it continues suppressing the Palestinian nation, they will be faced with strong, serious, and practical reaction of all Arabs and Muslims. The issue of Palestine is the most important international issue of Islam. For many years, they have gradually made Muslims used to the occupation of their homes. It is not just a matter of Muslim homes being occupied. It is much more serious. The problem is that the global enemies of Islam have occupied a portion of Muslims' homeland and are using it to attack the ranks of Muslims.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They're using these lands to thwart their wishes and movements. It is a matter of a nation that is forced to suffer from oppression, hardships, and displacement. It is a matter of a country being occupied. It is a matter of establishing a malignant tumor at the heart of Islamic countries, the point where the Western and Eastern parts of the world of Islam are connected. It is a matter of relentless oppression imposed on two consecutive generations of the Palestinian people. Now that the bloody Islamic uprising, which is currently led by the people of Palestine, has sounded the alarm for the ruthless and inhuman occupiers, the enemy's methods are becoming more complicated and dangerous than ever before. And Muslims across the world must take this issue more seriously now and do something about it. Basically, the idea of establishing a Jewish government, or more appropriately, a Zionist government, in this part of the world of Islam was proposed with long-term arrogant objectives in mind. The idea of establishing such a government in this strategic region, which can be called the heart of the world of Islam, was proposed with the intention of continuing the domination of the then colonialist, headed by England, over the world of Islam in the long term. That is to say, this region connects Africa as the western part of the Muslim world to the Middle East as the eastern part of the Muslim world.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me, to me.